Unit 12. English Programs.
Lesson 45. Part 1. Dialogue.
Jolan and Bruce are talking about listening to English.
What do you find hardest in English?
I find listening really hard. Sometimes it's just impossible to understand.
Well, you just need lots of practice. The more you listen to English, the easier it becomes.
That's easier said than done.
Why don't you buy a radio? Then you can listen to China Radio International or BBC English programs on the radio.
Do you think that would help?
Of course. And why not buy some English tapes and some books to go with them? I'm sure you'll find them useful.
Yes, that's a good idea. But I have another difficulty. My written English isn't very good either.
Oh. Well, for that, you'd better find an English pen friend.
Lesson 46. Reading.
Read the passage fast to find out what BBC English does. Then read it again and answer the questions on page 113. English on the air. In the centre of London, there is a tall white building with the name Bush House. It is the home of BBC English. BBC English is part of the BBC World Service. The World Service broadcasts programmes in English and 35 other languages all over the world. BBC English is for people who want to improve their English. It broadcasts all kinds of programmes which change from month to month. There is a special grammar programme for explaining difficult grammar points. There are programmes about life in Britain. There is also a programme about the differences between written and spoken English. English lessons are broadcast every day on the radio, with explanations in English and other languages. They are the easiest to follow. For example, BBC English broadcasts programmes for China with explanations in Chinese. It is not difficult to find out information about the programmes. You can write to BBC English and ask for any information you need. It is necessary to use a shortwave radio to pick up the programmes. Sometimes it is difficult to receive them clearly. If you do have difficulties, it is better to try once again another day. There are lots of good English language programmes broadcast on TV or the radio in China. For example, Radio English on Sunday is liked by tens of thousands of people. The CCTV has been broadcasting English programmes ever since 1977. Many of them are well received, such as Follow Me, Follow Me to Science. Those programmes are usually easy to receive and not difficult to understand. They are of great help to learners of English.